Every time it seems like there's nothing new to say about water management of the Klamath Basin, something new turns up. You know the basic idea. The water that flows into Upper Klamath Lake and then down the Klamath River to the Pacific has many users waiting for it, often more people and creatures wanting water than there is water available, especially in a drought year like this one. The big Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement, or KBRA, of several years ago, and a companion agreement were meant to put things in order. But this year, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden said the KBRA and the KHSA, the Klamath Hydroelectric Settlement Agreement, too expensive. So he and Oregon's governor set up a task force, which will soon complete its work with some proposed remedies. The federal government shutdown is delaying that task force work further, and the task force itself is not necessarily universally loved. Klamath County commissioners and Siskiyou County supervisors recently met to talk about something like an alternative task force. For more information on that, we turn to Klamath County Commissioner Tom Malams, joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange. Welcome, Commissioner.
Well, welcome to you.
So it's not very often that the Klamath County commissioners and Siskiyou County supervisors meet. You got together in Doris last week, was it?
Yes, that's correct.
And what was the purpose of the meeting?
Well, we have quite a range of purposes. We have a lot of regional issues here besides water. Water is obviously the biggest one right now that's right in everybody's face. So that one we did address too, but we have a lot of regional issues besides that that we want to work together and have those dialogues with county to county so that we have a little bit bigger voice, a united voice.
Just out of curiosity, because we do have some time to talk about the water, certainly, what are some of the non-water issues that that arise across the county and state line?
Well, the timber issues, lack of being able to cut timber in our areas. Just here late last year, we had the Berry Point fire, 93,000 acres just east of Klamath County, which was a very devastating wildfire. The Senate bill, or House bill at 1526, which is a Walden Schrader DeFazio bill that's in the it's passed the House, that's going to be going to the Senate now, and Senator Wyden has got an alternative to that that's going to try to do some modifications to it, I think. That has a lot of promise, but unfortunately, President Obama has promised to veto it, even if it gets through the Senate. So there again, we're up against a brick wall again. So as counties and counties joining together on these things, we might have a bigger voice, hopefully.
Has Senator Wyden actually introduced his bill yet? I think he had talked about the concept for it, but I don't know that it's actually been drafted.
No, it had. He's got some rough drafts out there, and I've seen it. It's a lot more stringent than what the 1526 that Walden, Schrader, and DeFazio have put out there.
And that is, in fact, the one that the president said he'd veto, right?
Yes. And everybody knows it's not going to get through the Senate unchanged. There's no doubt about that. So whatever comes out of the Senate, it sounds like he's going to veto also. But it's kind of a broad statement because he doesn't know exactly what it's going to look like. So. But if it comes through very, very much like the Walden bill, he has said he will veto it.
All right. So on to the water issue then, Commissioner Malams. It's certainly been one of those years again. I mean, it was declared a drought in Klamath Basin back in March, wasn't it?
Yes, I believe so. We've jumped way ahead of this because we knew it was coming. First year of the adjudication in the upper basin and lower basin altogether. And it was a drought year. This was a bona fide short water year. No, there's no doubt about it. We didn't have the rainfall and the snowpack in the mountains up to what we needed to make a good water year.
And so in your view, then, what was the purpose of the task force and what were some of the flaws in even putting it together in the first place?
Well, some people thought it was just nothing more than a rerun of the KBRA and dam removal stakeholder meetings, and a lot of the players are the same. This one has a few other participants in it, but it's very, very, very heavily loaded with agency and environmental groups that are going to pretty much run the show. If it's going to have something come out of it really great, it needs a little more balanced group, But you know, I compliment Senator Wyden. He's trying to do what he can to make this create a solution here, and I think it still has some promise. And I know Siskiyou County and Klamath County have been criticized for forming what I think you even termed an alternative task force. I don't look at it that way at this point. I look at it as a task force that will hopefully run in concert with the other task force that we can. If they come out with a viable solution that has community support, that Siskiyou County and Klamath County can get behind and promote, that's the ideal situation here, is to be able to promote something that will solve a lot of the water problems and the economic problems we have in Klamath and Siskiyou County. So that's the real purpose of the group. Siskiyou County is very, very concerned about dam removal. Obviously, three of the dams that are proposed being removed are in Siskiyou County.
And the other one's in your county.
And one is in our county, and interesting enough, the one in our county has fish bypass on it, already has fish bypass, and it produces about 75% of the power generated between all four of the dams.
Really? The J.C. Boyle puts out 75% of the power generated by all four of them?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
That is an impressive amount of power. So it sounds like the issue then with the task force as currently constituted is not so much with what's being discussed, because you kind of have to deal with the water issues that are out there, but more about who sits on that table, who sits at that table.
Well, that's part of it, yes. Siskiyou County and Klamath County were left out of that task force, and I'm not sure exactly why Senator Wyden did it that way.
But no other counties got seats, did they?
No. Well, these two counties are the ones that have the dams in them. The water originates in Klamath County, and it flows through Siskiyou County, and all four of the dams are in these two counties. And Humboldt County and Del Norte County, they were not included also. Mohawk County actually is impacted somewhat. Jackson County is impacted possibly through some of these things. So there's a lot of other counties that are possibly impacted, but you have to, I understand that Senator Wyden had to draw the line someplace. You know, you have to draw the line someplace. You can't involve everybody, otherwise you'll end up with a stakeholder meeting like they had in most of the time they met in Sacramento on the KBRA and dam removal. That was a very exclusionary group. The number one requirement to be a part of that group was you had to agree with dam removal. The only two exceptions to that was Klamath Off-Project Water Users, who I was the president at that time, in Siskiyou County. And but anybody else that wanted to be added to it, they were excluded if they didn't agree with dam removal in principle. So in Siskiyou County and Klamath Off-Project Water Users, they were there from the very beginning, because that whole process started as the FERC relicensing of the four Klamath River dams. So we were there as Klamath Off-Project Water Users trying to negotiate power rates and that type of thing and relicensing the dams. And so it would be very problematic if they said, well, we are changing our format and now you're no longer allowed in the meetings. They really couldn't do that. So we were there somewhat by default, and they really didn't want us there. It was very obvious. We were outvoted continually, 25-2 on many, many cases. And I even had some of the environmental groups and even one of the tribal groups voted for a couple of the amendments that I proposed during those meetings. And afterwards, I thanked them, and they said, well, we felt sorry for you because nobody else would support your efforts here, including your own county commissioner that was sitting at the table there at the time, one of the former county commissioners now. And so they actually voted with us because they felt sorry for us because we were getting beat up so badly. That I thought that was rather strange, but it was very true. It was a very true statement. Our county commissioners in the past endorsed this direction, and they have been, all three of them have been voted out. And so that tells you what the citizens of Klamath County think of the present KBRA and the proposed dam removal agreement.
Tom Malams is a Klamath County commissioner, one of three, and he is one of the group that met recently with the five Siskiyou County supervisors to talk about perhaps a different kind of task force to look at Klamath Basin water issues. You can join our discussion on the exchange at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, it's 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. So, Commissioner Malams, is there a firm plan, whether you want to call it alternative or complementary, is there a secondary task force that will be set up by the Klamath County Commissioners and Siskiyou County Supervisors?
Well, it depends entirely on what comes out of this Senator Wyden's task force. If they come up with a viable solution and everything, hey, as far as I'm concerned, we can jump on board and champion it all the way to Washington, D.C. and try to get this thing done. If it's something that's totally unrealistic, then that's going to be a different story, I would say. Then it will probably go in a different direction. We will work towards a viable solution that will actually work. And I think the counties have some authority there to work on these issues and try to get something promoted through possibly the House and not the Senate. So, I mean, there are a lot of other alternatives. And like I said, we've only had one meeting, and we've done some just very preliminary thought processes there. So we're going to be meeting again. We're hoping that we don't have to address this issue except to promote it if it's a viable solution that comes out of this task force. That's the ultimate goal. We want a solution that the communities, Siskiyou County, Klamath County, the counties down the river also, that everybody can agree with. It has to be compromised. There's no doubt about it. But it doesn't have to be surrender either. There is a very big difference.
Are there any hard lines getting drawn here, like no dam removal or no more than two dams removed or anything like that? Are there any lines that are simply drawn saying, forget it, this is one point beyond which we cannot compromise?
Well, in Siskiyou County, I think that's the point they have. And as far as I'm concerned as an individual commissioner, I think I have to agree with that, because those four dams, each one it has a very definite purpose. They are a good set. Each one complements each other. If you take one out, you put the other one in jeopardy, because some of those dams are made to help structure the flow when they're producing power and one of the upper dams. So in the first, when they first put those dams in or started putting the dams in, the flows would fluctuate to such a high degree there were actually people killed when they had massive releases to generate power downstream where they didn't have a buffer dam in between to help regulate the flow. And people were actually drowned. Fishermen that were out there fishing on the rocks, and they'd look up and here comes this big ball of water coming down, and it swept them right down the river. So they have very definite purposes. They're just not there to generate power. Power was a secondary process in some of those dams. They were actually there for regulating the flow more so than generating power. They said, well, we might as well put a power plant in there also while the structure is there, which was a correct thing to do, especially at that time in history, because there was a very strong demand for the power, and that demand has diminished now with the economy the way it is. And I've even been told, if they take these dams out, it's not going to hurt the power grid that much. I disagree with that to a great extent, because I am an eternal optimist, and I think our economy is going to turn around. So the only reason that there isn't a gigantic demand for that power is because of our economic downturn. If we are at this, if we get back to the same state we were 10 years ago or so, we are going to have... without extra power generation being built right now, we are going to be in a brownout situation. The demand will be more than what we can produce. So if we're taking out dams, that's going to put the whole grid at risk. And then we're going to be looking at not enough power. And that's going to stop economic growth until they can get the infrastructure built back up again. And that will stifle jobs and the economic return. So those dams have a very, very large benefit there. And on the other side of the equation, I know there's a couple of tribes have said that if there's no dam removal, everything's off. And they're saying complete, total, all four dams have got to go, period, and full funding for all the restoration things. So you can say, well, there's some lines being drawn apparently here, but they're on both sides. So how you compromise in there is going to be the very delicate features of the task force, and that's why they're doing everything they can. I think they're working toward a solution, and I'm not going to discount any of the things that come out in the media, rumblings of discord or whatever. I'm still optimistic that they can find common ground, and they will be able to compromise without surrendering on all sides. That's the ideal situation.
If then the extremes are all dams out, so that means taking out the J.C. Boyle, Kopko 1, Kopko 2, Iron Gate Dam, all gone from the Klamath River, and the other position extreme is keep all four of them in, would that perhaps indicate that a compromise position would be to take out Kopko 1 and Kopko 2 and leave Iron Gate and J.C. Boyle or some other combination?
That was discussed at numerous times in the KBRA meetings, and I think in the dam removal meetings. Unfortunately, I don't really know what went on in the dam removal meetings, because I was excluded from those meetings. I tried to attend a couple of those, and I was told to leave because I refused to sign an additional confidentiality agreement And in that agreement, you had to agree in principle to dam removal to even participate, which I thought was a very incorrect method to go, because they were basically excluding anybody that was against dam removal to be in that process. So Siskiyou County is going to be the one that's going to have to really bear that burden, more so than Klamath County, because we only have one dam in Klamath County in the state of Oregon. We can dump the water down. The Pacific Corps can dump that water down. And technically, from a hard stance, I guess you could say, it doesn't affect Klamath County. But I'm always very aware of the downstream effects that it has on those our neighboring county and those people that live in our neighboring county in Siskiyou County. Because if without those dams there, it affects their economy. It affects their land values. There's many, many homes on those reservoirs that back up behind there. And if someone is really thinking about the environment, I mean really thinking about the environment, flushing 22 million cubic yards of sediment down the Klamath River, as Congressman McClintock would say, is an absolute insanity. They know what's in that sediment.
Tom Mallins is a Klamath County Commissioner and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. So, Tom, if the discussion, though, does focus so strictly on dams, they all got to go, they all got to stay, whatever the, and if there is a middle position, whatever that is, does it not obscure the larger issue of water quality and water quantity? Because these are the big ones, beginning with quantity, really, because the water, even in a good year, is overpromised, right?
It hasn't been in the past. The problem is they keep adding more requirements for that water. That's the problem. This system has worked for 100 years plus, and they say, well, it's been terrible, terrible water quality. Well, the Klamath River has always had terrible water quality.
There's always?
Nothing new. Absolutely, always. The earliest settlers coming through here, clear back in the early 1800s, they would not even camp near the Klamath Lake or the Klamath River, especially during the summer months. The water was putrid. Their livestock couldn't even drink it. The smell was so bad they couldn't stand it. The bugs were so bad they couldn't stand it. That's the water quality that's been here historically. The dams have actually improved water quality of Klamath Lake and of Klamath River. In the summer times, the Klamath Lake would almost dry up completely. It was a marsh. That's all there was left. So to say that the water quality is worse now is an absolute fabrication. There is nothing to support that. The Klamath River was never pristine. The natural occurring phosphorus at such levels in the upper basin that goes into Klamath Lake, that Klamath Lake will never, ever be clean. The best opportunity they have for clean water is to selectively dredge the lake, make it deeper. It's only average. The average depth is less than 8 feet.
What would making it deeper do, though, in terms of quality?
Make it cooler. The temperature is one of the big issues. The sediment on the bottom that has all that phosphorus in it is another issue, because it's so shallow that every afternoon the wind comes up and it starts the turbidity in the water. It stirs up the bottom of the lake. And it recirculates all that sediment. So that sediment keeps getting up in the water column, and it goes down the river. If you dredge that out and make deeper channels, that'll cool the water, give us a bigger sink for that sediment to settle into, and then it won't create more water, because you have to pump it out if you want to do that, but it would make for cleaner water than we even have now, because behind each one of those reservoirs, the water is much colder at the head of that dam, on the dam, the Copco or either Copco or the Iron Gate. That water is much, much cooler there. That's where they get the water for the hatchery at Iron Gate Dam, is off the bottom of the reservoir, because it's perfect water for the hatchery. Without those dams, there's no hatchery there. That hatchery has to go away. There's no cold water for it. In fact, in a real bad water year, with the facilities that's there, it would be washed out. So you lose the capacity of 4 to 5 million salmon smolts being produced there every year that goes back into the system. That will be lost with dam removal also.
So if it sounds like what really has to happen here then is for the task force to come out with its findings, and at that point will the Siskiyou supervisors and the Klamath commissioners decide whether or not to follow up with another task force?
Well, yes, that's the big issue there. I mean, we're going to keep meeting because, like I said, we have other regional issues that we need to work on, too. And we would like to add other counties, too. And that's not a closed door there by any means. We would like to see more counties involved in this. And like I said, water is the big issue right now. Absolutely it is. But there are other issues out there that we need to address also. But once the task force says what they're going to do, then we have something to look at and say, well, we can support this or we can't support this. That's going to depend completely on what that task force comes forward with. And again, I'm going to say, I've said it over and over again, I want to be in a position where we can support a solution out of that task force. I want to be a champion for it all the way to Washington, D.C., because I've been a critic all the way to Washington, D.C. for many years. And that's not a desirable position to be in. I would much rather champion a solution that's viable, that has the community support. And that's what has to happen. It has to have the support of the communities on both sides of the border. And so far, the KBRA in its present form and dam removal does not have that support.
KBRA is the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement. We are talking to Klamath County Commissioner Tom Malams about the possibility of forming another task force. The federal task force set up by Senator Wyden and Governor Kitzhaber was supposed to have its final meeting this week, but the federal government shutdown has postponed that indefinitely. Commissioner Malams, I guess we'll have to wait for that to settle out before we talk to you again about what to do next.
Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange. That'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. In hour number two, we'll talk to Dr. David Katz about his book, Disease Proof. Okay, maybe not proof, but certainly disease resistant. The book is called Disease Proof. That's in hour two of the Jefferson Exchange coming up.